And good morning, and welcome to the Bright Side Daily Edition, now coming at you 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network and on ZBS. I am Ben Fuchs, your nutritional pharmacist, and this is the show dedicated to the good news about health and wellness, the good news that no matter what health challenges we may be facing, the human body is always a healing and regenerating system, powerfully resilient and forever forgiving, but requiring raw materials to do its work. The raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplements. We encourage your phone calls on the Bright Side and questions and comments. Feel free to give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. This is the program dedicated to the wide world of nutritional supplementation. If you've got questions about supplements, about nutrition, about health issues, about ingredients, about skincare products, I am your nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using supplements where other practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs raw materials to do its work. And that's what we're about here on the Bright Side. If you're interested in learning more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can give us a call at 1-800-259-5791, or you can send us an email at ben@ksco.com, and you can also sign up for more information and check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. Well, welcome to our new listeners, and welcome to our old listeners to the daily program, the daily edition of The Bright Side. Thought we'd start off the program talking about a new study that just came out that found that inexpensive toys and trinkets and jewelry being marketed to children may be a source of dangerous exposure to cadmium for young children. Up to 20,000 micrograms of cadmium can be released from these little toys upon chewing, and that, my friends, is not a good thing. Perhaps you remember last year that this nasty toxic mineral cadmium was found in an entire line of toys that was being marketed by Miley Cyrus at Walmart. The toys were tested by the Associated Press and found to contain high levels of toxic cadmium. Later last year, in June, cadmium was detected in the paint that was used on drinking glasses, promotional drinking glasses for Shrek, and I think it was Shrek, over at McDonald's restaurants, and they had to recall 12 million glasses of toxic cadmium-laden glasses. According to the United States Department of Labor, overexposure to cadmium can occur in even the tiniest of amounts. Cadmium is really toxic stuff, folks. In fact, it's probably among the most toxic of all the heavy metals. It's found in cigarette smoke and refined foods and seafood, especially in shellfish found in coastal waters. The pollution of our oceans is one of the great tragedies of our modern industrial civilization, and the poisoning of seafood with cadmium, among other heavy metals, is one of the more egregious examples of this toxicity. People who live along the coast, especially in third world countries, are forced to subsist on coastal seafood. They are especially prone to cadmium poisoning, and because cadmium is an industrial contaminant, it's found in irrigation water and sewage sludge, and even tap water and processed foods can contain small amounts of toxic cadmium. In fact, according to Dr. Lawrence Wilson, who is a famous cadmium researcher, cadmium has contaminated most of the water supply in the United States and much of the industrial world. Cadmium toxicity affects every single system of the body and may be involved in every single disease state you could think of, including cancer and diabetes, inflammatory diseases, kidney diseases, among others. Cadmium is especially notorious for causing thyroid problems, and it's especially, developmental problems, and it's especially toxic to the brain. It's associated with antisocial behavior, with violent thoughts, as well as problems in children. Birth defects can be related to cadmium poisoning, and cadmium passes very easily from the placenta into the fetus. Coffee and tea, which are watered with irrigation water, has been poisoned with cadmium, can contain toxic levels of the stuff, and the same goes for veggies. Cadmium is found in dust and rainwater. Pretty much it's found everywhere, folks, and it's especially found in crops like cereal grains and potatoes and green leafy vegetables and tobacco. Not only is cadmium found in tobacco, folks, but cigarette manufacturers will actually add cadmium to cigarette paper to slow down the burning of the paper and to make the paper stiffer. The same goes for marijuana rolling papers. Cadmium has a stiffening quality, and that's actually how it's used industrially. Cadmium is used to harden metals and give them a resistance to corrosion and tolerance for high temperatures. And this tough quality that industry likes so much is one of the reasons why cadmium is so toxic to the body. Cadmium is found in zinc ore. It's actually mined out of zinc ore, and that relationship to zinc is what accounts for much of the main problems associated with cadmium toxicity. And it also accounts for one of the ways that you can protect yourself from cadmium toxicity. See, under conditions of nutritional deficiency, the body will make do with whatever it can find. If zinc is not present, or if it's present at deficiency levels, the body will take in and absorb much higher levels of cadmium. This is another reason why zinc supplementation is one of the most vital nutritional supplement strategies that you can ever employ. In fact, even if you somehow are one of those crazy people that think it's not important to be on a nutritional supplement program, and I run into folks all the time who feel like it's not important to supplement, like everything they can get is in their foods and they don't want to be on a supplement program. If you're one of those folks, please at least get yourself on 50 milligrams of zinc and 4 milligrams of copper a day. Zinc and copper should always be taken together. Zinc deficiency is very, very common, and zinc deficiency accounts for a lot of health problems, including exacerbation of cadmium toxicity. And if you're smart enough to be on a nutritional supplement program, make sure it's giving you enough zinc and copper. Zinc is the single most critical mineral deficiency in the United States, and there's over 200 different chemical reactions in the body that can be affected. That means if you are deficient in zinc, and most people are, 200 different chemical reactions in your body will not be operating as they should. The biggest cause of zinc deficiency is ingestion of refined foods, which tend to be depleted of zinc. Eating refined sugar, drinking lots of fruit juices, drinking lots of soda pop can also cause deficiencies in zinc because zinc is very important for sugar processing. The more processing your body's doing, the more sugar processing your body's doing, the more deficient it is going to be in zinc. Alcohol, drugs, caffeine, in fact, anything that stresses the body can cause depletions of zinc. The adrenal glands, your body's main stress-handling glands, are very dependent on zinc. If you're a vegetarian, you're also going to need to be extra vigilant about getting your zinc. Not only do vegetarian foods contain lower levels of zinc, but because of irrigation with cadmium-laden water, many vegetables and grains contain high levels of opposing cadmium. Remember, cadmium opposes zinc. Under deficiency conditions, the body will make do with what it can find that is similar in chemical structure. And if you look at the periodic table, you'll see that cadmium is positioned right under zinc. Interestingly, mercury sits right under cadmium, and taking more zinc can help protect you against mercury poisoning as well. In addition to zinc supplementation, there's some other strategies that you can employ to protect yourself from cadmium poisoning. These are nutritional supplementation strategies, and we'll talk about those when we come back from break. I'm Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're here every day now, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 10 Mountain Time. That would be 8 to 9 Pacific Time. And what does that make it? 8 to 9 Pacific Time, so 10 to 11 Central Standard Time. 800-259-5791 is the number. 800-259-5791 is the number. If you've got questions about nutritional supplementation or anything we're talking about today, we welcome your phone calls. We're going to take a break on The Bright Side and come back after this. We encourage you to not go away. I'm Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network. Don't go away. We'll be back after this break.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. Thanks for joining America's us today, folks. 800-259-5791 is the number if you want to get on board today. 800-259-5791 is your number. PharmacistBen.com is my blog if you're interested in learning more about the longevity products, or if you want to sign up and help join me in the fight to help people understand how important nutritional supplementation is. There's a little sign up link on the bottom of the blog page, PharmacistBen.com. And I also try to update my blog on a regular basis. There's always some good information on there. I encourage you to check it out. Again, the number is 800-259-5791. We're talking about cadmium toxicity. And we are joined by my colleague of many, many years, Douglas Winfrey. Greetings, Doug.
Great to be with you.
Welcome to the Bright Side. Now you're on that funny connection with the phone. Usually it's me on that funny
connection. Yeah, I love the weird connection now.
Is that how bad I sound? Oh, my gosh. Holy cow. Sounds like a... No, it doesn't sound bad, Douglas. I'm kidding. How many years have we been together doing this?
Probably 10, 12 years or more.
That's a long time, huh?
Gosh. Yep, I would have thought you would have gotten rid of me by now.
No, I love you, Doug, and I love having you aboard, too. So thanks for joining me. We're talking about cadmium today. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the program, but there was a study that came out that talked about how cadmium is being found in jewelry and kids' toys. And last year I mentioned that the Miley Cyrus line at Walmart was found to be contaminated with cadmium and some toys that were it's these Chinese toys that come in from Asia and from China, from Taiwan, that seem to be contaminated with minerals. They don't have the same regulations that we have. And so when kids chew on these toys, they can suffer from some of the symptoms of cadmium poisoning in the brain, and some other developmental problems can ensue. And we were talking about how one of the best ways to protect yourself from all heavy metal poisoning, it turns out, is with minerals, and even with colloidal mineral drinks. And I always get a kick out of people who, and I know you hear this all the time, Doug, too, people say they don't want to supplement. They don't want to have to get on a supplement program. They feel uncomfortable supplementing. But as we say, there's no way to get around it these days because of how the soils are depleted of nutrients, the plants are going to be depleted of nutrients, the animals that eat the plants are going to be depleted of nutrients, and the people that eat the animals and the plants are also going to be depleted of nutrients. You just got to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. So we're talking about cadmium toxicity. And I know you have a couple stories that you want to mention, Doug, that are interesting, but I want to say one last thing about protection from cadmium, and that is that vitamin C is a wonderful chelating agent that not only supports the body's ability to clear out cadmium. Chelation, by the way, is a magnetic attraction that some substances have for heavy metals. So by chelating minerals, vitamin C actually magnetically pulls cadmium out of the body, and it's a wonderfully important supplement. But vitamin C also is important just as a general all-around boost for the immune system. So taking in enough vitamin C can be important for protection against cadmium poisoning. And selenium is a very, very important mineral that many people are deficient in. And in addition to zinc, selenium can be very powerful as a detoxifier of the body, not only by chelating or magnetically attracting cadmium, but selenium also acts like a little battery to activate the body's master antioxidant and master detoxifying element, which is glutathione. And we talk about glutathione a lot on this program, and we'll continue to talk about glutathione because it's your body's master antioxidant. A great strategy, by the way, for maintaining glutathione levels is actually intravenous glutathione. And you can get intravenous glutathione at a naturopath's office. Most physicians won't do it, but a naturopath, or sometimes I think chiropractors, will do IV glutathione. And even folks who have cancer have been found to get benefits from intravenous glutathione supplementation as well as intravenous vitamin C supplementation. So taking in enough selenium, making sure your glutathione levels are high, making sure you're getting enough zinc, and making sure you're getting enough vitamin C, these are all great strategies for protecting yourself from cadmium poisoning. When I was on Alex Jones on Friday. Did you hear me on Alex, by the way, Douglas, on Friday?
I caught part of it, yeah. It was a great show.
We talked about iodine. The first thing Alex asked about was iodine, and because of the earthquake in Japan, whenever there's a nuclear reactors present near an earthquake site, or there's worries about a meltdown, they're always thinking about supplementing folks with potassium iodide, which is a way to protect yourself from radioactive iodine, the idea being that when the body gets the good stuff, it won't take the bad stuff. And that is really a general theme when it comes to nutritional supplementation. If your body gets the good stuff, it won't absorb the bad stuff as readily. And that is an important theme in nutrition, and just another reason why you want to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Doc Wallach and all the folks at Youngevity. All right, Douglas, what do you got to share with us?
Well, you know, you had mentioned the importance of mineral supplementation and how some people have a hesitancy to do so. And I just want to remind people that, you know, the people that think you're going to get from the food, as you mentioned, are just sadly mistaken. The U.S. government actually put a report out that contended that all U.S. crop and range soils were devoid of most minerals. And that report came out, just back in 1934. So we've had depleted soils in this country for a long, long time. So anyone who believes the people that say you're going to get everything you need from the four basic food groups are just looking at the wrong information. It's so imperative that people take any kind of nutritional supplementation very seriously, because it's just not possible to get it out of the food these days. If you know anything about agriculture, you'll know that when they do put things into the soil, it's generally just NPK, which helps the plants grow big and tall and look beautiful. However, the other minerals that you need are not there. So just another indication that this is very, very important in your life if you want to have good health. And something else that I found is that some medications may be less effective in summer months. And this is a study that was done at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden, published in the journal Drug Metabolism and Disposition. And what they found is they looked at about 6,000 people, 70,000 blood samples, and found that those people that saw more sunlight during the sunny part of the year in Sweden, they had less ability to take use of immunosuppressing drugs that they were taking if they were on a transplant list. And what they're thinking, the active mechanism here, is the vitamin D that the body produces. And I know that you have some very, very big things that you like to talk about vitamin D, because most people, at least in the United States, are vitamin D deficient.
Isn't that interesting? You know, I've been talking about vitamin D deficiency since I started talking about nutrition on the radio and doing my presentations, which is about 15 years ago, because in pharmacy school they told us, and I graduated in 1986 from pharmacy school, and they told us that many people are deficient in this very important vitamin. Now, vitamin D, gosh, to a nutritionist, vitamin D is so fascinating because, first of all, vitamin D is not even a vitamin, technically, because it's made in your body, and by definition, vitamins are not made in the body. So vitamin D is technically not even a vitamin. Vitamin D is more akin to a hormone, and that's because every cell in your body, and you have 100 trillion of these little suckers, every cell in your body has a little space, not a little space, has thousands of little spaces called vitamin D receptors. That means that vitamin D actually acts as a hormone binder to these receptor sites and has hormone-like effects, which far transcends anything a vitamin can do. You know, vitamins are by definition coenzymes. They're called coenzymes because they help enzymes work. They're very important because without enzymes we can't live, but they're cofactors. Vitamin D is not a cofactor, friends. Vitamin D is a factor, and it's a hormone factor, and that makes it vitally important, and that makes it singularly important in the world of vitamins. But there's something else that's important to recognize about vitamin D that nobody talks about, and I'm going to tell you what that is when we come back from break. 800-259-5791 is the number if you want to get on board. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs along with Doug Winfrey. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network and on the ZBS Radio Network. We're here 5 days a week from 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. We'll be back after this break. 800-259-5791 is the number. Don't go away. We got more good health information right after this.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads. They're hype and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/alex, 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice. I don't like using toxic pharmaceutical drugs. I also have been formulating skincare products for many years, and if you've got questions about supplementation or skincare products, and let me tell you something, folks, the skincare business is a nasty, nasty business because most skincare products are based on chemistry that is 100 years old plus. And I've been formulating skincare products for now going on 30 years. And I know a lot about the ingredients in skincare. And if you've got questions about skincare products or if you've got questions about nutritional supplementation, we encourage your calls at 800-259-5791. If you want to get on my blog, it's pharmacistben.com. And if you want to join me in my mission to help let the world know about the importance of nutritional supplementation, and if you want more information about the Youngevity line of nutritional supplement products, get on my blog at pharmacistben.com. We're talking about cadmium today and vitamin D with my colleague and friend, Douglas Winfrey. Hey, Doug.
Oh, it's good to be with you once again.
Thank you.
I was thinking it might be a good idea for you to just briefly outline your background as to why you are a skincare expert.
Well, I will. Let me just finish up on this vitamin D. That's a good point, and I will do that in a moment. But let me just finish up on vitamin D. You know, we talk a lot about vitamin D, and it's hard to find a nutritional program or a nutritional magazine or a nutritional newsletter that somehow isn't mentioning vitamin D these days. And also, there's actually several journals that are dedicated to vitamin D research. We talked before we went to break about how vitamin D is more akin to a hormone. In fact, it is a hormone, technically speaking, rather than a vitamin, which is a coenzyme. There are actually vitamin D receptors on cells, and vitamin D is involved with turning on genetics at the nuclear level, at the DNA level. And Doug, you mentioned how vitamin D is important for the immune system, a proper immune system functioning. But you know, Doug, vitamin D is not even an active vitamin. Did you know that? Vitamin D is not active.
I knew that because I've listened to you.
Right. Vitamin D needs to be activated, and it needs to be activated by the liver and by the kidney. So if you do not have a healthy digestive system, if you don't have a healthy liver, and if you don't have a healthy kidney, you can take all the vitamin D you want, or you can go out and bake in the sun, but you're going to be vitamin D deficient, which is just another reason why you want to make sure that your digestive system is functioning as it should, and that includes, of course, the liver and the kidney. And one of these days, maybe even sometime this week, we're going to talk about what I call the triangle of disease. The triangle of disease is the core of every one of our symptomologies that we suffer from. Every symptom, in other words, whether it's fibromyalgia or headaches or muscle weakness or fatigue or whatever, anything you have, problems with your immune system, it can all be backtracked to what I call the triangle of disease, the three systems in the body, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal stress system, the three systems in the body that are behind every one of our symptomologies. And we will talk about that maybe later this week. Certainly we'll be talking about it on coming shows. So vitamin D is actually not really an active vitamin or hormone. Vitamin D needs to be activated by the liver and by the kidneys. If you have any liver problems, if you have any kidney problems, and everybody seems like has liver problems or even kidney problems, you're going to have problems activating vitamin D. You know, Doug, there's always
how
a new
would that manifest itself?
As vitamin D deficiencies?
Yes, I mean, how would a person know that they were deficient?
Most especially, it would show up as problems with calcium and calcium absorption, because vitamin D does zillions of things in the body, but probably its most important or most well-recognized role is in helping the body absorb calcium. So if your vitamin D is deficient, or if your vitamin D is not being activated, you're going to have calcium deficiency problems, and of course that can show up as bone problems like osteoporosis, or it can show up as blood pressure problems, because calcium is involved in maintaining healthy blood pressure. It can show up as cardiovascular problems. It could show up as muscle problems. It could show up as everywhere where calcium is involved, and that is pretty much everywhere. You know, Doug, there's always a new disease. It seems like every couple of months we hear of a new disease and a new acronym disease. You want to hear the latest one? And I'll talk about my whole skincare connection here in a minute. But here's the latest one, and this one cracked me up. It's called NAFLD, and that stands for... This is the latest disease that everybody seems to be suffering from now. It's called NAFLD. It stands for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And what it really means, basically, is that these days you don't have to be an alcoholic to have liver disease. And if you go to the doctor for your annual checkup and you're in your 40s or 50s, they'll just say it's normal for you to have liver disease, because these days all of us are suffering from what used to only affect alcoholics. Now, nothing says how sick our culture is. Nothing says how nutritionally deficient our culture is. Nothing says how toxic our culture is more than the fact that most people suffer from a disease that used to only affect alcoholics a mere 20 or 30 years ago. It's called NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And do not let your physician or medical professional tell you that it is just a normal part of aging. It is not a normal part of aging, but it is a normal part of being nutritionally deficient and a normal part of being toxic and a normal part of our fast food, fast-paced 21st century American lifestyle. The way to get around it, the way to protect yourself, of course, from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is to make sure you get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program and make sure you're not giving yourself all the crap, all the crappy foods that many of us tend to eat, especially in our fast-paced lifestyle. You know, one of the neat things, Doug, about nutritional supplementation is the more you supplement, the less prone you are to the ingestion of burgers and fries and all the things that we eat, all the fast foods that we eat. When the body has the nutrients that it needs, when its nutrient levels are appropriate, you're going to find that you're not craving the crappy food as readily. And once again, once you give the body the good stuff, whenever you give the body the good stuff, it is less prone to taking in the bad stuff. So if you're worried about your liver, or if you're thinking, and if your doctor's telling you, oh, it's just a normal part of aging, it's not a normal part of aging, you don't have to concern yourself with NAFLD if you're on a good nutritional supplement program and you're not putting in all the garbage foods that many of us tend to eat, especially when we're in nutritional.
So why would that have cropped up just in the last 20 years? We've had burgers and fries longer than 20 years.
Toxicity accumulates, you know, pollution in the water, pollution in the air. We talked about how when you water vegetables with poison-laden water, the vegetables contain the poison, especially when there's not nutrients in the soil. It's just a rising level of toxicity. And more people are eating more and more crappy foods. You're right. We did have burgers and we did have fries 20 years ago, but doesn't it seem like people are ingesting more and more of these toxic foods with time? And frankenfoods, these chemically refined foods, are increasing. They're not decreasing. They're increasing. So I think it has to do with an increasing load that people are suffering from. Even 20 or 30 years ago, it wasn't as bad as it is today. It seems like you think with more awareness, which we have more awareness today than we did 20 or 30 years ago, you think the situation would improve, but it's not improving. And things like NAFLD and all the other new acronym diseases that we suffer from on a regular basis are proof positive. You don't have NAFLD, do you, Douglas?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'll get myself checked out as soon as possible.
Do you ever go, do you do your annual checkup with a physician?
Actually, I went and had a checkup about a year ago, and that was the first one I'd had in about 30 years.
You know, I can't bring myself to do it. You know, and by the way, when people go to physicians to get themselves tested, when they have their prostate examined or they're examined for colorectal cancers and things like that, one of the things that people don't realize is that doctors are always basing your test levels against standardized tests, standardized measurements. Who do you think sets these standards for good health? We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're here every day now, 5 days a week, on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts
and welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doug Winfrey here on the ZBS Radio Network and the Genesis Communication Network. We're here 5 days a week now from 8 to 9 Pacific Time, from 10 to 11 Central Time. 800-259-5791 is the number. If you've got questions about nutrition or the longevity products or skincare, we're here to help you out. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Colorado, and we're talking today about a lot of things. Cadmium, we started the program off talking about cadmium toxicity and ways that you can protect yourself from cadmium toxicity. Before we went to break, I mentioned how when you go get your blood pressure checked or your insulin checked or your blood sugar checked or your cholesterol levels checked, the doctors are always checking your numbers against standardized numbers and seeing how you fit in with those standardized numbers. Well, first of all, aside from the fact that there's no such thing as a standard human being, there's no normal numbers, and just because your numbers are low or high doesn't necessarily mean that you're sick or not sick. The standardized tests, standardized numbers are set by companies that are selling products, specifically drug companies. Did you know drug companies set the cholesterol levels, standardized cholesterol levels and
yeah,
blood pressure levels?
Yeah, they also lowered their guideline to under 100 about 2 years ago, which is enough to kill most people.
Yeah, they lowered the guidelines and they raised the guidelines so they could sell more prescription drugs, which is one of the reasons why I am very skeptical about the whole profession of medicine, with the exception of surgery. If you have a broken arm or a broken leg, you get hit by a bus or you get hit by a car or you have a heart attack, you do need to have good surgeons, and I have the utmost of respect for surgical medicine, or what we call heroic medicine. It's really ambulatory medicine that is an abject failure, and it's a failure largely because it bases human beings who are individuals on so-called normal standards, which are set by the foxes that are running the hen houses, so to speak.
Have to question the ability to do the test itself. You were asking me when the last time I had gone and had a checkup was. It was about almost a year ago right now, and I had the whole battery of things tested. And then, of course, I went back for the consult a week or so later after the test results came back, and I was told, oh, your PSA levels are elevated. And I'm like, well, what were the numbers? And they told me the numbers, and they weren't all that bad. And then I reminded the physician I was speaking with, who was not the one that did the test, that they performed the digital exam prior to taking blood from me, you know, like maybe 30 minutes earlier. which it's been known for several years that the digital exam itself can raise the specific antigen levels because it irritates the prostate when they're in there doing their test.
Right.
I just looked at the guy and said, well, that's understandable. And he goes, really? And I said, yeah, because your doctor performed the digital exam first before she drew blood. And he kind of looked at me. And I couldn't tell if he was wondering whether I knew what I was talking about or whether he even knew the difference between doing the test after you draw blood.
Do you know that if you didn't know that, Douglas, you could have gotten all kinds of – you might have gotten a whole therapeutic program based on pharmaceuticals or even based on surgery to help lower those numbers. If you didn't say that,
you didn't know that. Yeah, and the surgery, you know, there's a really high risk to becoming incontinent and impotent after the surgery if it's not performed correctly. So certainly it's something that you and I have talked about in the past on other radio programs, and we'll continue talking on this program, and that is that – it is imperative that people become their own health advocate.
Absolutely.
You're finding this in mainstream news articles now. That comes to mind, there's the whole series that's done by CNN that's called The Empowered Patient, and it's actually mostly written up by their staff doctor. But what it is, it's the common theme there is, just as the name implied, and it is Empowered Patient. We have to get out of the modality of thinking that the doctor has nothing but our best interest at heart, and the doctor knows everything.
Right, that the doctor knows everything, that there's somehow some kind of divine agent that's omniscient and omnipotent and understands everything about the human body. You know what, folks? Doug is absolutely correct. We have to take the ball into our own court. And that's one of the reasons why I like the nutritional supplement model so well. It allows you to be your own healthcare guru. It allows you to take control of your health. And that's why getting on a good nutritional supplement program is not optional, folks, if you're interested in health and wellness. It is flat out not optional. This whole idea of just going to the doctor and having somebody fix you is an outmoded way of thinking, and it just flat out doesn't work. A good nutritional supplement program is not an option. It's a must.
Before we close out here today, I think it'd be important for you to kind of outline some of your background as to how you got where you're at now as far as being more of a nutritional guy as opposed to, I mean, you are, after all, a pharmacist, which you think of pharmacy, you think drugs, and as you say, drugs are poisons. And so I'd like the audience to know how you got to be where you're at in that mindset.
Right. And, you know, and your point, the way you described it is exactly the way it is. Drugs are poisons. And I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. I'm saying that in a literal sense. The way prescriptions drugs work, the way drugs work, is they poison the system to mask the symptom. Literally, they poison the system to mask the symptom. And I noticed this because I was involved in skincare. And in skincare, the skin is very responsive to nutritional deficiencies. In fact, the first thing that heals when you start a nutritional supplement program, the first system that heals is the skin because of the skin's rapid turnover. The skin is constantly growing and constantly moving. And so we notice nutritional healing first in the fast-moving tissue, which is the skin, and also the digestive system, by the way. And the link between the digestive system and the skin is intimate, and it's very important to recognize, and we'll talk about that on a later program. But I noticed that when I started to supplement my patients with nutritional supplements, the first thing that would improve was their skin conditions, whether it was acne or dry skin or rosacea or eczema. And the more I started to explore this connection, the more I saw that skin diseases were intimately linked to nutritional deficiencies. And by the way, what I've come to realize over the last 20 years of doing this is there's not a single skincare issue that we confront, no matter what it is. There's not a single skincare issue that doesn't have a nutritional deficiency behind it. And so as I started to dose my clients, give my clients, recommend to my clients nutritional supplements for their skincare issues, I noticed that their blood pressure would improve, or their menstrual cramps would go away, or their fibromyalgia would improve. And the more I started to study this, the more I saw that not only were skincare issues related to nutritional deficiencies, but all healthcare issues were related to nutritional deficiencies. And given the fact that prescription drugs did nothing Prescription drugs did nothing to heal the body, and nutritional supplementation did. It was just a no-brainer for me to start to focus my practice on using nutritional supplements to heal the body. And that's a very important point, Doug. There's not a single drug, there's not a single prescription drug on the planet, with the exception of an occasional antibiotic or perhaps an occasional chemotherapy agent, that heals a disease. The vast, vast majority of prescription drugs do nothing to heal the disease state. All they do is mask symptomology. Healing the disease state is strictly in the realm of nutrition and nutritional supplementation, because the disease state itself is more often than not caused by deficiencies in these nutritional components. And that's why it's so vital to understand how to use nutritional supplementation and how to use dietary strategies as well. And it's not like it's only a nutritional supplement question. There are wonderful things that you can get from foods, especially from vegetables, but it's just that you're not going to get enough of those substances, and that's why a supplement program is important. Also, if you're eating the wrong foods, not only does that not provide you with the supplementation that you need, not only do the wrong foods not provide you with the vitamins and the minerals and the antioxidants, but they cost you vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. And one of the great truths about diet and dietary strategies is the lower your calories, the less you eat, the longer you live. The less you eat, the longer you live. Calories are a measurement of heat. And the less you eat, the lower your calories, the less heat your body has, the less burning it will do. Tomorrow we're going to talk about something called glycation, and that is the reaction that sugar has with burning up the body. And it turns out that the less calories and the less heat you put in the body, the slower the body burns, and the better off you'll be. So a good nutritional supplement program and good dietary strategies are absolutely vital for health. And one of the main reasons is that a nutritional supplement program allows you to ingest less calories and allows you to put less heat into your system. Well, Doug, that's it for our first hour, our first show on the Bright Side. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thank you, Doug Winfrey, and thanks to all our listeners. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, or if you want to learn more about nutritional supplementation, check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. For Doug Winfrey, I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs, saying good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Bright Side. Bye for now.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.